This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. Again, I do want to welcome a new affiliate to the Home Talk USA radio network in the Invent America show. We have WDDQ 92.1 FM that's out in the Adel, Vadosa, Moultrie, Tifton, Nashville, Georgia markets. I want to thank old Jack Ring, who's the program director for getting our show to the area of the Georgia markets out there. So thank you so, so much. And again, I'd like to welcome my co-host. We call her the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Rita, again, it seems I just talked to you again.
I know. I was going to say the same thing. It's like it is amazing how fast a week goes by. Ooh. And you know, our inventors are so excited. I was talking to a gentleman who I'm getting lined up for next week, and he was so excited. He goes, I can't believe you actually called me. So our inventors are learning and happy and grateful to share the products that they're getting into the marketplace. But it's so much fun. It just goes by so fast.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about guarding your money. This is what this episode's about, right?
Yes, it is. And for so many, money is, it. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. And so I get so many inventors, Michael, that say, you know, I started out with a budget, but I spent it here and I spent it there. So we're going to talk today about how to avoid some of those mistakes that get made early on because you can't get it back.
Setting a good plan of action, a good budget comes with a good plan, or a good plan comes by making a budget. I don't know how you want to word it, I guess.
Well, I guess, you know, I've had people downloading the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, which goes through the phases of, I have an idea, what do I do, to getting it into the marketplace with the pendulum swing of the dollars involved. So many of my inventors, they'll spend just a ton of money on the patent because it's the first step. So they'll spend the money on there, and then they don't have any money left for making the prototypes. And so, you know, I had an inventor spend $10,000 on a provisional patent. Well, they should be a fraction of that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, all right, your money, you know, the patent is actually the least expensive part of this whole thing. So when I get somebody that says, oh, my God, I spent this much money on the patent, it's like, get a different attorney because you needed that money down the road. The prototypes are more expensive. The marketing is more expensive.
And if you get an unscrupulous attorney that's taking advantage legally, though, the problem is legally, you could really take you to the cleaners because you know, if you listen to this show, we do have a way where you can do an inexpensive certified protection patent. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just you know, when one of the attorneys I work with, because I work with several, when they do a full patent, the non-provisional or the utility patent, it's synonymous, it runs somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000. Yeah. The provisional is the front half. Yeah. When I get an inventor who says, well, I spent $50,000 on my patent, it's like,
wow,
you should have been able to get to the marketplace for that. So find a different attorney. Yeah. And it just makes me crazy, because that's early money now that you don't have to spend on the prototype. So, you know, when we talk about the first money that an inventor spends, it's on the search, a good, independent, comprehensive search. Now, it's a conflict of interest for the attorney to do the search. They don't want you to tell the inventor that.
Yeah.
But they really want to write the patent. They don't want to do the search. And inventors don't want to pay an attorney billable time to search through a database.
You got it.
That'd be crazy. So, you know, what we do is the comprehensive independent search. It's $500. And then the inventor looks at it first. That allows the inventor then to frame the conversation with the attorney, not the attorney to frame the conversation with you.
Yeah. And that starts the road right there, that first part.
Yeah, and both of our inventors, guests today, were self-funded. So, you know, they're both selling product in the marketplace.
Oh.
So they've got stories to tell, cool products. And, you know, they really learned it the hard way, but just, you know, that self-motivated, one step at a time. And, yeah, I'm going to let Chris tell everybody how much you spent, because that'd just make your eyes roll back in your head.
So our guess, our first guess is who? Hillary O'Hare with Holdilocks?
With Holdilocks. And if she's not available right now, we're going to give Chris a call. But either Hillary or Chris is going to be our first guest.
Yeah, I think she just texted me, though. She will be available in about 5 minutes. So we got her. So good.
Excellent. Excellent. That's good, because I know she was real excited to be on, and I had met her because she filled out the form.
Wow.
You know, went to the website, filled out the form there to be on the show, and I was able to give her a call, visit her website, you know, check in with her about what she's done in the past, and it's like, you know, she's got a good product for ladies, and she's got a great, you know, website and experience, because she's done things a little bit differently than some of our normal inventors.
Well, it's good to pick the brain of the companies and the inventors that already went down that path, you know?
It is, and they've got so much to share, and, you know, they're more than willing to talk about the mistakes they feel they made so other inventors don't make the same mistakes. And it's, you know, for a lot of inventors out there, we know there are millions of people that have ideas, and they just don't know what is the first step to take without risking their money or, you know, sometimes their mortgage on their house. So it's really a matter of getting them the good steps to start with so that they can, you know, have that next great idea.
I remember telling you a while back that, you know, when I go to these trade shows and talk to some of these young inventors that really invested a lot of money, there's a lot of them that don't even know how they're going to get home.
I know. And speaking of that, I had a guy sell his Corvette to pay for his. Yeah.
You know, trade shows, and we talked about that last week. Trade shows are very expensive. You know, very expensive.
They can be.
They can be.
Yes, they certainly can be.
But if you carpool your stuff and do what you do and get a whole bunch of them in one booth, and it kind of cuts the cost. But hey, there's the music. Got to step away. We're up against a hard break right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. Don't forget to check out our television show at HomeTalkTV.com. This is episode 1032 and counting. And hey, we're getting very close to that milestone. So right here, along with my co-host, the event lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton, we're going to take a short break, pay some bills. Got to pay the bills. Hear from some of our great sponsors. Check them out at HomeTalkUSA.com. HomeTalkUSA.com. Me and the event lady will be right back. Yay! We'll be right back.
Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome back to the Invent America segment of Home Talk USA, where we feature young inventors, our established inventors, where we kind of educate you, guide you, advise you on how to proceed if you do have a product idea or how to get it to market. And Rita, who's our guest?
Our first guest today is Hillary O'Hare. She is the inventor of Holdilocks, which I just thought was the cutest thing. So great name, by the way, Hillary. And thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you always had long hair, and you had a passion for hairstyling, but it was putting it up when you had to go to work or go and do something that inspired you when you finally found that 3D printing where you could experiment with the perfect solution for keeping your hair out of the way. So tell us a little bit about Holdilocks and what it really does.
Yeah, I've done perms all my life, and it's sort of a hybrid perm and like a soft roller. What it does is it latches, which is the secret. It, instead of just folding over or hooking, it has a latch system to keep it much more secure, and it's also combinable. You can put two together to make a stiffer roll. So you can roll lots of hair. And I also improvised it so that you could decorate it and pin it on the outside. So it's a multi-purpose hairstyling solution that, it took a little thought. It was like,
Well, you've gone through the process now where you're actually, you know, you've gone through the patenting and the designing and getting products out there, and you're in that marketing selling mode. So, you know, and we're talking about money today and how expensive this entire process can be. How are you able to manage then the cost of getting the product teed up?
Well, I've got excellent credit, and I've taken out personal loans. I've taken out equity on my home, which I recently sold for, you know, a profit. I just moved into a place that's paid for, so I don't have any bills or anything. That's what's helping me through the process, is because there's really no help out there. You just do it all yourself, and it's all bootstrapped.
You know, I've had a lot of inventors say, well, you know, where can I go and borrow money? And it's like, yeah, your first option is the three F's, friends, families, and other fools. And if you don't have them, it's tough. I had one guy sold his Corvette to pay for his invention.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, that's a little, that's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, you do what you got to do to get your product out there, and that's why I think for a lot of inventors, when they can license it, they prefer to, because it's not as much money out of their pocket for the manufacturing and the selling when they can license it. But for somebody that, you know, is looking to start and run a business off of it, you've done a lot of the good things.
Yeah, it's been, you know, kind of like hit and miss. I try to get help, but unfortunately, a lot of the help isn't really at my level or a different, you know, or they're not even really help. It's like, so I ended up making my mistakes, and then I had to find my way back into the process. And then I just got to the point where it was better off just doing it all myself instead of reaching out for help, because I kept getting, you know, ran on the wrong track, if you want to say. You know,
Yeah, during all your steps here, what do you think was your biggest surprise?
Biggest surprise?
Yeah. What was the thing? It's like, whoa, did not see that coming.
Marketing cost. I kind of thought that it would have been more of an attractive product for, you know, getting on as seen on TV or something like that. And, you know, it just kind of shocked me that it seemed like it wasn't getting any interest until I kept sinking more money in. The more money I sunk into it, the more interest people have in it. So it's like, I just don't know. I mean, it was kind of hard to explain because hair is kind of a personal thing, I guess. And some people with shorter hair don't really realize that us people with longer hair really don't want to cut our hair. And a lot of people that have medium length hair would love to grow longer hair, but they just can't because everything else tangles their hair. And now they're finding out that my product doesn't do that. I had some influencers that can testify to that, that it's a very gentle and it's a protective hairstyling. It's not just a, you know, put it in your hair and getting it out's your problem.
Yeah.
No, mine comes out smoothly. I mean, I've had some things in my hair before that it took, you know, surgery to get it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've been on Modern Living with Kathy Ireland. You're going to be on The World's Greatest. And so you're selling all over the U.S., Europe, and Canada. So you've been doing something right, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of have my website. I ended up doing that myself. I hired somebody to do it, and then I ended up having to have to finish it. That's kind of like the story of my inventing life, is if I hire somebody, I got to finish it anyways because they're not going to do it. And so I've learned my way, you know, around it. You know, I'm still struggling with, like, a lot of the Google terminology and how to implement it into my website because there's so many steps to all of it. There's a lot of it involved, you know, from the tag manager, the merchant, you know, and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I'm starting
for
to
sure.
get it
I know.
Built. Yeah,
right.
I'm starting to
I
get
do
it
know
built.
That.
Here, let me chime in right quick. We definitely want to thank you. We're just simply out of time.
All right.
Give us that website. How can we learn more about Goldilocks?
Yeah, it's just like Goldilocks, but with an H. Holdilocks.co. And it's easy as that.
Just spell it out. Holdilocks.
Right.
Right.
.co. No
dot
com.
.co.
.co. Yeah,
gotcha.
.co.
Well, thank you, Hillary, for being our guest, and we're going to have to take a short break. And, hey, drop us a line from now and then, let us know how you keep doing, okay? And we'd love to share your story, and it was a great story. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful week.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, we're going to step back a little bit. Please visit our website, HometalkUSA.com, for all the information on Home Talk USA radio program and the Invent America show also. Anything you want to learn about the inventor lady herself is on our website. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back with our next guest. So me and inventor lady will be right back. Stay tuned.
Yay!